Hi, this is James Maroney from First Choice College Tip. I'm here with Christina Hamilton, the Director of Undergraduate Admission. Christina, thanks for having me here.
Hi, thank you for having me. This is wonderful.
I was hoping to ask you some questions to help our listeners a little bit with the college process overall, a little bit as it pertains to Sacred Heart, and then hopefully you can spotlight some of your programs for us.
Absolutely, I'd be happy to.
Okay. First thing I want to talk to you about is when you're looking at students' applications, I know a lot of times you hear families stress about they need a good resume, which could you talk to like about how you view activities? Is a resume really necessary in the application?
Sure. So I know a lot of high schools, you know, are requiring the resume get made, you know, in that college advising process. And certainly we love to see a resume, but as a common application school, there is room there to list your activities. So a resume is great. You can add that into the application process, but basically the most important thing isn't really how it looks or how long it is. It's really the fact that the student's involved in anything outside of the classroom. Whether the student is really committed to one or two extracurricular activities or is in 20, it's really up to them and where they find the quality and the experience. We just want to know that a student coming into Sacred Heart is well-rounded. So whether we find out on the common application what they're involved in or on a resume, we just want to know that they have those activities in their background.
So you just want to know that they're involved and a resume is nice, but not necessary, I guess. And now, are there any activities that are more meaningful to you than to others? You know, as a Catholic university, is there anything that you look for in particular? And I know, like, a Jesuit order is a service order, right?
Correct.
So community service seems to be big. You're not a Jesuit university,
correct,
but are there any activities that you look for when you're trying to craft your class?
Sure. So even in the mission of Sacred Heart, you know, we absolutely love, you know, community service. We as a school, most of our students, almost every single one is involved in community service. So we love to see that. But we find that that does show up for most students at some point in high school. It's something that they're taking part in. So we do love to see that a student has done something, you know, to help better serve their community or maybe a community elsewhere. But really any sort of activity definitely helps the resume. We want to see that the student is doing something so that we know that they're learning time management, that they're learning commitment to the other organizations that they've joined, and all the life skills that really come along with that.
That's great. Now, looking at the other pieces of the application, you know, as a common application school, do you have any advice for students when they sit down to write their essay?
Sure. So on the essay, the best advice I can give is really just to be yourself. I think students really struggle with coming up with the most offbeat, unique topic, and I know that it can be really challenging. They feel a lot of pressure. If nothing too crazy or terrible has ever happened to them in their lives, they don't feel like they have a different topic. But some of the best essays I've read are about tiny little experiences that a student has shared, whether it's a story of growing up and the first time they gave up their childhood blanket or stuffed animal, or the first time they remember building a snowman even. It's something little that they can get into the details of. A story that only they could tell is the best kind of story. And through that, you can learn a lot about the student. So whether it's resilience or courage or perseverance, all those things come through in a story that can be really small. And remembering that you only have 750 words to work with, it's important to get into the details of something that you have the time to really cover. When you try to cover a major life event or something that's gone on over years, it can be more difficult to grapple with in a specific way for a short few amount of words.
Great, that's great advice. So that's something, you know, I usually tell the students, don't tell the colleges what you think they want to hear, tell them what you want them to know about you.
Correct.
And it's also great advice not to waste any words, so not to get overly flowery, I would guess, but more describing how they've grown and what they've learned.
Definitely. I think the best essays have really brought me into the picture, you know, really made me feel, whether it was the weather around them that they were experiencing, and bringing the reader right into that moment, using all the best description they can. And then through that story, we're going to learn so much about the student. So they don't have to necessarily sit there and say, I'm brave, I'm resilient, I'm this, I'm that. It'll come through in the story that they tell.
You know, on the application, the next part, test scores.
Sure.
Sacred Heart is a test optional school.
Correct.
Now you're completely test optional, not a test flexible.
Correct.
Right? It's a test optional.
Yep.
Now, do you look at test scores if they are submitted?
We look at them if they're submitted, if the student wants them reviewed. An example of that would be, let's say there's a student who sent their scores got them back and realized they wish they didn't. If they tell us not to review their scores, we don't have to review them. So it's completely up to the student at any time in the process to let us know whether or not they want their scores reviewed. If they send them, we will look at them. If they benefit the student, we will keep them in the process. Otherwise, we might advise a student that they should go test optional. So we usually tell them if they're around the scores that we look for, submit them because they validate the application and kind of confirm where the student is academically. However, if they're really not the best reflection of that student's ability in the classroom, they can leave them off.
You know, do you consider them for scholarships?
Actually, no, we're mainly GPA-based so that it is fair among all students, whether they submit their scores or not, that the merit scholarship is based on their work in the classroom over those 4 years.
And you mentioned something interesting. You said we will somewhat, you know, counsel the students mm-hmm. on maybe you should leave your test scores
yep.
off. Considering that, is there a good time that students should reach out to you earlier? I'm assuming
sure.
earlier than when they submit their application. When would you recommend they first get in touch with Sacred Heart?
Definitely. Well, you know, even now, late July is definitely a popular time where students are starting to come on tours, check out the school, and they'll follow up with us and let us know how they liked it. That's a great time to do so. It's after or while you're on a campus, let the counselors know, let the admission office know how you feel about the school. But certainly they can be reaching out all throughout the fall as well. We do travel to all the local high schools, which is also a great opportunity for students to kind of pick our brains and even meet the person that's going to be reviewing their application.
Now, you mentioned coming on campus for a tour and meeting the person who's going to be reviewing their application. Mm-hmm. Do you look at demonstrated interest?
Definitely. We do look at demonstrated interest and not so much any, you know, points form or anything like that, but we really do just want the student to feel that they can ask us any questions, vice versa. And we want to know that, you know, if you're seriously considering a school, we give credit to that student as if they've visited, if they've been, you know, reaching out and advocating for themselves, whether it's phone, email, visits to campus, interviews, all of those things. We want to give them that credit when they apply. And we want the students that, you know, have really demonstrated that they want to be here at Sacred Heart. And especially in a day and age where students are applying to so many schools, it's a great way of letting the schools that you're really interested in know that.
And now you mentioned meet the person who may be reading their
mm-hmm.
application. How do you read applications here? Is it regionally? Is it just chronologically as they come in, alphabetically?
Sure. So we each have a territory here at Sacred Heart. So we have an admissions counselor that's assigned to certain areas worth of high schools. Right now, I work with students from Fairfield County. So I visit those schools. I'll be the one that meets them at college fairs or at the individual visits at their schools. And then I'll also be the one that reads their application. So after the initial review, it does go to a committee review, but the first person to look at it is typically the person that the family's formed a relationship with.
And would that be the person who would, I guess, advocate for them then within the committee?
Exactly, yeah. So we gather our notes, we present that to the committee. So it's a great opportunity for the admissions counselor to really advocate for that student.
So all the more reason to meet the person
exactly.
who's going to be reading
yes.
your application
mm-hmm.
when it comes there. Now, what type of a student would be successful here at
sure.
Sacred Heart? And what's your ideal student that you're going out to recruit or to look for?
Sure. So, you know, generally we're looking for that B-plus student that's looking to get really involved in college. As I mentioned a few times with activities, we just want to see that a student is well-rounded. Here at Sacred Heart, we have Division I athletics, we have club athletics, we have a wonderful performing arts program. We have so many different diverse extracurriculars, so we're just looking for a student who wants to get involved because we're pretty sure we have the activity that they would be looking for. And so we're looking for, generally, last year our average GPA was a 3.5. We usually see honors or AP level classes on the transcript, so we want to know that that student is challenging themselves in the classroom, but also selecting courses where they can succeed as well. So that BUB plus student would really thrive here. We also have a wonderful honors program. So, you know, we're certainly looking for a student that has, you know, an interest in a rigorous education and has really succeeded in high school over all 4 years, but that is also looking to come get involved in our campus community. Whether they're living on campus or living locally, we want them to really get involved, whether it's in our community service or those activities that I mentioned.
So you look at strength of curriculum.
Definitely, yes. So we want to know, like I said, that a student's picking the courses that they're going to be challenging themselves, but still able to maintain that GPA that they're looking for. So I always recommend the students meet with, you know, their guidance counselors, talk to their families about finding a course that has a correct amount of rigor so that they're not dragging down their GPA if they're struggling through those AP classes, but that they're challenging themselves.
Now, earlier you were mentioning that within the demonstrated interest, the students who have been on campus for a tour, and have reached out and are self-advocating. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times when I think of self-advocating, I think of students, you know, with a learning disability,
sure.
they need to learn how to self-advocate. Uh-huh. Do you have any advice if a student might have a learning disability within the process of how to find a school that would match their needs and how to advocate for themselves in the admissions process?
Sure. So depending on how far away the family is looking at colleges, I would always recommend that a student with any learning difference or even a student that just likes to seek additional academic support, be it from a tutoring program or a writing center, really reaches out to the schools they're looking at and then asking again when they're on campus touring what the support services are like academically at each school. Every school is different. Some schools will let you know they're reaching out constantly from that department. Others will let you know that you really need to show up at that department yourself and advocate. But schools will let you know what their process is. And Sacred Heart is really well known for having so many wonderful academic support services, whether it's for a student with learning differences or for a student that just is looking for a little extra support, as I mentioned, or a student athlete that's really looking to make sure they manage their time appropriately. So we have a wonderful learning center with a brand new building in our Student Success Center here on campus. And they have, you know, services that they offer for students with diagnosed needs, extra time on tests, things like that, where they just have tutors and classroom learning assistants as well to help out.
That's great. You know, with athletes, you mentioned athletes, is there a time you would recommend that they reach out to the coaches at Sacred Heart, or should, I'm assuming that there's a recruitment
yes.
form right on your website.
Yep.
How do you recommend they reach out?
Definitely. So I'd say the earlier the better for student athletes, especially those looking to go Division One. Division One is mainly recruitment based, and a lot of the coaches are filling their rosters earlier these days, you know, as early as looking out into the population as juniors in high school. So if you're thinking about joining a Division I sport, definitely go on, fill out the forms on our website, check out NCAA for eligibility, make sure that you stay eligible to be able to play a sport. Reach out to the coach. Keep in mind there are such things as dead periods where coaches can't reach out to prospective students because they're following the NCAA regulations for recruitment, but they will reach out when they can. And when you're on campus, you can always ask to meet with a coach, see if they're available or around, and if they'll be traveling out to your area for recruitment as well. But the earlier, the better, and just ask those questions at each school.
Now, do you offer early decision?
We do. We have early decision, early action, and regular admissions.
Okay. Now, what, you know, I'm very familiar with some of the programs here, and I remember I was talking with you before we started recording about how Sacred Heart was one of the first colleges I toured early on,
yeah.
and the admissions officer who walked me around at that time, Lou DeLuca, was telling me how it was a very friendly campus. They got to know all of the students, and, you know, I heard that kind of a lot, but when I was here at Sacred Heart, I walked around anywhere we were, everyone was saying, hey, Lou, how you doing? And he knew, he was talking to the students, and he
yeah.
really seemed to know them. I was
mm-hmm.
about family and different things. And I've noticed over the years that it seems to be a very supportive environment. You know, I've had students come here for the physical therapy
mm-hmm.
program and some of the other which programs, but could you talk a little bit about some of your programs that you would
yep.
like to spotlight?
Absolutely. So Sacred Heart, you know, definitely speaking of that friendliness, it's definitely the type of school that, you know, we're called a door-holding school. As we sit here, I can see students holding the door for each other. It's definitely a really friendly atmosphere, and that's what you won't see when you're looking out campus, but what you will see is definitely those new programs that we've added. We did have Great River Golf Course up in Milford that we purchased, as well as the General Electric campus here in Fairfield, Connecticut that we've acquired. So we've also acquired the land from the Jewish Home next door, so you can see right behind this building that we're in, a lot of building, and we haven't heard any of the booms yet from the construction, so that's good. But, you know, we've doubled our physical size just on our nuclear campus here in Fairfield, and we're so excited about it. You know, we've really been able to grow and kind of match the growth we've been doing as a population here. So right now we have, you know, new dorms, new athletic, academic facilities, even new dining facilities with a diner coming to campus, which we're thrilled about. But some of those new academic programs are going to find some great housing here on campus. So we have a new computer engineering program within our School of Computing that we're really excited about pioneering this year. So computer engineering is definitely a new one. We're looking into hospitality management as well. And then we're also partnering with some other institutions for 3+2 dual engineering degrees as well. So if you're looking for something outside computer engineering, those will be new to the campus too.
That's great. Now, mentioning those majors reminded me of
yes.
another question
sure.
to ask you. When you accept a student, are you accepting them based on the major that they apply for? So do you have different criteria for the engineering, or, well, that's a 3-2,
sure,
but for the computer
yeah.
science versus a psychology student?
Great question, and yes, and I always recommend students asking this question wherever you go. If you apply into a certain major, are you kind of directed directly into that? Can you transfer? When you apply, for example, directly into our nursing program, if you are admitted into nursing, that is the only way in. We don't have a transfer into nursing program at this time, and it is your direct entry in that way. However, if you apply into our College of Arts and Sciences, you do select a college on the ComNet. You could switch between history, English, psychology, things like that. But we do have a student apply into the College of Business, into the College of Health Professions, College of Arts and Sciences. We're fairly flexible, with the exception of switching into nursing or those 3+2 engineering programs. But we do have a student select a major as well as a college when they apply.
Okay, so the criteria is based on the college that they're applying to.
Yes.
And then, so they're not guaranteed to be able to transfer into another college, but
right.
within their college, they
exactly.
can transfer, change majors.
Yeah, and this past year, they were able to switch between College of Arts and Sciences and College of Business fairly easily into certain programs within nursing and the health professions. They were not able to switch in if they did not apply originally.
Now, the physical therapy program, are there a few different ways of getting into that? It's a DPT, correct?
Yes, exactly. It's a top physical therapy program
okay.
in the state of Connecticut. We're so proud of it. It's a doctoral program, and it's a 6 or 7 year program. So it's 3+3, which is accelerated, and it
okay.
does include summer work, but they come out with their doctorate in 6 years, or 4+3, which is a traditional, more typical pace program where it's your 4 years undergrad and then 3 years of grad school.
Could students get their undergrad somewhere else and then apply to do their 3 years in the doctoral physical therapy here, or are you only accepting students from Sacred Heart?
They can, but it is based on space available for external students.
Okay.
So whereas a student who comes in as a freshman who says they're going to stay in the physical therapy program, that's their seat to lose, basically, if they're already in it from there, and it would only be if there's space available for externals.
So you can be admitted directly into the program coming in as a freshman. Now, could you be accepted but not admitted into the program and then reapply
yes.
to get into the program?
Yes, so we do have students that are admitted to the school and maybe they were not directly admitted into PT, or maybe they decided later that they wanted to study physical therapy, and that's fine, they can apply into it while they're here.
Now, can you tell me a little bit about the advising here
sure.
for the students, and maybe a little bit about the core curriculum?
Sure, so the first time you really interact with your academic advisor is at orientation in June before the school year starts, and that's a great way to speak about your career goals, what your major is going to be, the classes that you're interested in. We also have placement for math and foreign language as well, so that whatever you're coming in at, we can make sure that you're going into the appropriate course as well. So we start off with academic advising there, and it can be based on your major. And then once you get to school, once you declare a major, let's say you came in undecided, we might switch you to one within that particular department. But you will meet with your advisors a couple times throughout the year. They advise you each time you're about to register for classes as well, so that you make sure you're on pace to graduate and still within the right curriculum.
And how is your core curriculum?
It's a really nice program here. I think it's flexible enough in that you'll have certain classes you have to take, but you'll be able to choose. For example, I was an English major here, and I have zero artistic ability, and I was able to choose between a studio art and a media arts class. So I was able to select media and not embarrass myself at the easel too much, but still be taking an art course. So there's flexibility, but there are core credits that you do have to take.
Now, so you went here as an
mm-hmm.
undergrad.
Yes.
What is the best advice that you could give to someone who is considering applying to Sacred Heart specifically, and then just what advice would you give in general to students who are entering this college process right
sure.
now?
Sure. So stay calm if you're in this college process. I know that it can be intimidating, and you feel the pressure to look at a million schools and do exactly what your friends are doing. If they've already looked at schools and you haven't, you're panicked. But the best thing you can do is visit. You know, Sacred Heart, as I mentioned, really does value the demonstrated interest. So get to know us and the admissions staff. That's why we're here. But visit those schools, because you can take all the virtual tours, look at all the pictures in the world. But when you're really on a campus is when you can find out what kind of campus it is. For example, you know, that friendliness factor that you mentioned, that's something that you won't know unless you're walking around and seeing it for yourself. So definitely visit schools, stay organized, keep a calendar of all the different deadlines of each school. Unfortunately, every admissions office does things just a little bit differently from the last. So keeping yourself organized, communicating with your families, maybe even starting a new email inbox just for your college things so that you can check that. Keep your voicemail boxes clear and your email inboxes checked. And it's a great way to make sure that if your colleges need anything from you, they're able to communicate.
Then you mentioned starting a new email address just for the college applications. Have you ever seen a student's email address that, sometimes people may pick an address when they're young and may not think about how it may be used by others.
Yes. We have seen some irreverent or silly email addresses, and I just recommend keeping a professional username. It's also just really helpful. A lot of students forget that in an email to really sign off and share their name at the end of it. We're looking for your record. We're looking to attach that email into your student record. So certainly keep your email address appropriate and speak, you know, not professionally, you know, not your typical tech speak, no abbreviation, but definitely if you can keep it to your first and last name or initials, it's definitely appropriate. And again, showing the college that you're ready for that next step in your educational career, that level of maturity is always important.
That also reminds me of another question. Mm-hmm. We've seen recently some colleges have rescinded offers of admission after they found some social media posts, and there have been surveys of colleges to see how many are actually checking students' social media posts. Do you check social media posts, or is it just if something's brought to your attention?
It's really if something's brought to our attention. You know, we're not going out there looking for reasons to take a student off campus or remove their acceptance, but certainly I would recommend that as, you know, high school comes to an end, and we do live in such a transparent society now with social media, so first of all, you know, keep those your social media profile is private anyway. It's just easier and you're safer with that. But certainly if you are going to be out there in social media, keeping your content appropriate is important. You never know, just by association with some of my posts to your account or anything like that, always be careful on social media. But no, we're not going out and looking for anything, but if something were brought to our attention and we had to take action, you know, we'd hate to see a student not be able to pursue the academic career they were hoping for.
Thank you very much for your time. I know saw a lot of students here touring, so it appears to be a very busy day here. So do you have any final advice, I asked for your advice for students. How about your advice for parents as they enter?
Sure, parents,
and how do you see parents as being the biggest help to students in this process?
So parents are a critical part of this. You know, in many cases, they are so generously paying the bills. In others,
beyond paying the bills.
Yes. And they're driving the students maybe to those college visits. And it's so, so important. And parents, you know, we want you to know that we want you to be involved in this process. We have, you know, communications that go out to just the parents for things we find is maybe specifically of interest to them, like financial aid, scholarship information. We really try to make sure you understand you're a part of this process. And we want you to feel as though you can have your questions answered and you really feel that you are on this journey too. I know my mom always joked she wished she could come with me because the school looked so awesome. But most importantly, you know that you can reach out to the admissions and financial aid people as you see fit, but also make sure that your student is doing that as well. I always say to the families I work with, I'm so happy to get to know the parents, but make sure that we don't know you better than we know your student. Make sure they understand the importance of that self-advocacy that we talked about, reaching out on their own behalf to ask their questions, but we're more than happy to entertain and chat with you as well. We know it's an important decision for the whole family where the student's going.
Great. Christina, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, everybody, and good luck with the process.